Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Sunday Night Love with your boy Romance, starting from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Enjoy.
I'm going to do it for a couple of times.
Talking about
Tony, we talking? Hey, details coming up in weather. Begins with stormy weather. Rain, wind, roads out, mudslide.
When it rains, you can guarantee a flood. Well, there's some people that hate the rain and others who just can't get enough of it. These are the people who love it and get excited.
Up for the rain. Sweet vibes. Minneapolis. Super, super. We'll get some showers, perhaps, either from the south. Valley of the Sun, wet. Flagstaff, wet. The chance of rain. Then we'll see what happens after that.
I've got nothing but my t-shirt and boxers on. Waiting for you to get home. It's been sunny outside all day, baby. I can't wait for it to storm.
Gonna feel your raindrops falling down all over me.
This is the last piece of energy coming in.
That thunder from down under surrounding me. Coming down hard, pounding me. I want the rain to come. Let me feel the raindrops falling down. Hold over my love. I want it soaking wet all over the bed. I want the rain to come.
Lights out like a power outage. Cause of the lightning in your bed, spring showers. I can feel the mist. Every time we kiss, just didn't know a downpour like this. There's a flash flood warning, till we wake up in the morning. There'll be puddles in the bed, the weatherman said. Oh, the rain is coming, let me feel the rain.
Tonight and in the morning before we see this storm pull out.
Just as long you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon the mountain to tumble to the sea. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand, stand by me.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sunday Night Love with Romance. I got a guest host with me. This is what we're going to be doing for the party. Contest we got going on as the people who want to guest host with your boy Romance. Right now we got your boy Ricky Smooth.
Hey, what's good? I'm that fella Ricky Smooth.
Yeah, I mean, and hey, it's going to go down tonight. I'm going to have a personal question for Ricky Smooth and see how he get his input on ladies. And after these songs, I'm going to get with you with the question of the night, and we're going to just chill. But usually I do this. Okay, unless you're driving, do not close your eyes. I want you to sit back and relax. Just erase everything, all the bad memories about your loved ones, all your exes out your mind real quick, and enjoy the flow of the music. And just get this warm feeling so you can know what real love is about and real romance. I mean, it ain't just about sex and all that. Nah, it's more. So you're going to learn a lot tonight. So just for that, I'm going to play some Trey Songz, One Love.
You know, I have to be honest. First time in my life, my pride is not involved. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to tell you, girl. Cause I love you. Believe that. If I can't have you, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Listen to me.
So many people never find the one. That's why I really wanna tell you some. I really think this is it for me. I really think you're the one I need. Maybe I done had them all. Oh, I don't want nobody but you. Oh, darling. Honey, let me break it down. See, we living in a lonely world. Ain't too tired of the running round. Don't you wanna be my only girl? Baby, can I be the one you call? When you're tired of the lies and truth is all you wanna hear. Well, if you swear, baby, here I am.
Here I am.
I'm your man.
I'm your man.
I came with everything you need.
give you all I'm worth. From my head down to my shoes. Girl, if we gon' work, then I need the same for you. I know that so many other dudes cheat, but so many dudes on me. Give me my pick, cause when it dies, I'll pick you, girl, every time. I just wanna break it down. I see we living in a lonely world, girl. If you're tired of the running around, don't you wanna be my only girl? Baby, can I be the one you call when you're tired of the lies and truth is all you wanna hear? To my groove, and your baby's next to you, tell them you all I need, and I'll never let go, and you rush me,
all I need, and I'll never let go,
never let go of you, and here I am, I'm your man,
I'm
with everything you needed, you and me are undefeated till the end, of time, one mind, one heart, one love.
Y'all, if it's just y'all imagination running away with y'all, then that's bad, because I'm sorry, I can't imagine, but I want the real thing. and, like, I'm going to make it happen because I'm romance, so I'm going to use my imagination to make it real. Just like, I mean, hey, I'm just being, hey, Ricky Smooth, what you think about that?
You know what, you caught me off guard, because I was still doing the steps to that song. But, I mean, yeah, you're going to use your imagination to make it a reality. Once you got that reality, what you do with it, that determines the kind of person you are.
Okay, okay, okay. Mr. Smooth back there. Okay, the question of the night. What would be your idea of a romantic course meal and drink? I'm going to give y'all a couple of my ideas. I'm going to let Ricky Smooth answer the question. What would yours be, Ricky?
Well, considering before I was Ricky Smooth, I used to have some culinary background. For an appetizer, I will go with some poached salmon. And then for the main course, I will have as a meat, I will go with rack of lamb. Because it just sounds sexy to say a rack of lamb. With some wild rice, with some diced apples in there, and some chestnuts, water chestnuts in there. As a vegetable, I probably would go with either asparagus tips or maybe some broccoli, because I love broccoli. And there got to be some corn in there. I love corn. And then probably for dessert, chocolate cake.
Okay, okay. What about the drink, man?
Kool-Aid. I'll just play. No, I would probably go with a light Zinfandel type wine. I don't know yet, but you know, some kind of Zinfandel wine.
Okay, okay. Mine would be, see, I'm not gonna lie to you, because if I can make it out the kitchen with her, you know what I mean, because I mean, I love to cook. I mean, I bake, I fry, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to have to say, see, me, let's move with it. I'm going to have to bake some chicken first. I mean, I like to bake a lot. I mean, put the right seasoning in it. I mean, honey on top of it to make it real sweet because I want it to be sweet like her, but not too sweet. I mean, got to have your vegetables like all there, like Ricky Smooth said. I mean, asparagus, all that. I mean, yeah. I mean, I would just hook it up, but I would have to say drink. Yeah, I would have to go with the champagne on the way. I mean, popping bottles will treat you real nice. And dessert, there will have to be two desserts. See, let's sit back in. I mean, just some peach pie. I mean, with whipped cream on top, a little bit of ice cream on the side. And then after that, she could be the main dessert that I want because I want her. That just in my respect. So I'm going to get to the song. No, but I'm going to just let R. Kelly explain it. Wait, I mean, in the kitchen. He's going to explain it real good. All right. There you go.
Close your eyes. You're in the kitchen, cooking me a meal. Something makes me wanna come in there and get a feel. Walk around in your t-shirt, nothing else on. Strutting past, switching that ass while I'm on the phone. Turning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, why you doing a damn thing that I won't? Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I won't put you on the counter, by the butter rolls. Hands on the table, on your tippy toe. Girl, we'll be making love like the restaurant was closed. How would you like to stay?
Would you like that?
Tell me right now.
Your name will call you back.
Girl, you're in the kitchen, chilling in your robe. I'm saying to myself, she better go put on some clothes. Tickling and teasing, doing that little dance. Girl, you gon' make me lay you down and give it to you one more game. Turning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, why you doing a damn thing that I want? Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want you on the counter, by the butter
coat. Right by the butter
coat. Hands on the table, on your tippy toes. We'll be making love like the restaurant was closed.
The room was closed, yeah.
Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want put you on the counter, by the butter coat. Hands on the table,
hands on the table.
On your tippy toes.
Girl,
we'll be making love like the restaurant was
closed. That's what I'm ready to do.
Sweating up the storm. Oven's on 500, so you know the kitchen's warm. Girl, you know just how to get into a brother's mind. Here we are still in this kitchen, doing it for the third time. Tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, doing a damn thing that I want.
Put you in the kitchen,
oh,
put you on the counter, by the butter,
right by the butter roll.
Was
wanna get you pregnant. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant. Pregnant. Now usually I leave the club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't tryna take her on no date. But much like my patrolman, I'm just tryna take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress. I'm about to handle my business. Then put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. That's what I told her. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Ooh, lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. And I may anything, you may anything. So come on ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, reset the party, come on fuck with us.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Tell me that you want me, baby, baby.
And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kiss. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, we'll end up by making love. Can you choose me? I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play the fantasy.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me wanna.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
You pregnant.
Get you pregnant,
ooh,
pregnant.
My house don't matter, give it up. Your city, my city, don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you, and girl, give me my baby.
You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too.
For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms. New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, I'ma take care of you. And I'ma still hold you like we've friends. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going.
Babysit it.
Girl, you make me wanna get
you make
pregnant.
Me wanna,
you make me
wanna, wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You want
pregnant.
Take you out to eat, wine and dine, shopping free, you sexing me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Yeah, and it feels like wood. And you look so bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home.
shorty.
Let's go for crazy. Let me take
a baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. Oh yeah, could you let me pour your secret garden? Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You
make me wanna get you pregnant.
Oh, oh, pregnant.
Bring your body down and get you pregnant.
You are pregnant.
Got you a girl.
Understanding, you're all I want and need.
If I told you, would you understand or would you turn away? But all I did was fornicate and kept it moving. But everything ain't anything, you can't feel a thing at all. No, I don't really know if I can be the man you want. But another man in my place, I couldn't handle gorgeous. There I go again, being selfish with your love. So I just stand here in the middle of loving goodbye, waiting for your heart to call and show me the right way. Tell me I'm invited, cause I just don't know if you're willing to.
With that time, since we're here tonight, I wanna make you fall in bed.
And it's all because of your modesty that love's justified. I see the way that you look at me, stop reading my mind, my heart. Rewind, gotta control this one more time. I can tell, you believe, you can see all the things that I can't see. Wish I could see. But I can't, and I don't know if I ever will. Probably cause I can't tell when it's real. So I just stand here in the middle of love and goodbye, waiting for your heart to call and show me the right way. Tell me I'm invited, cause I just don't know if you're
another love.
Y'all, that was that song edition by KK Canticasa. We're going to get to some Facebook answers. Remember, the question of the night is, what would be your idea of a romantic four-course meal? So we're going to get to the answers, and I'm going to let Ricky Smooth spark it off. I mean, answer these give y'all the answer to these people questions. Okay, go ahead, Ricky.
Go ahead. Okay. Miss Winika Thomas, she said, I would make his favorite hors d'oeuvres, his favorite meal, dessert, and drink, candlelight dinner, soft music, and rose petals on the bed, maybe a nice dry wine, and strawberries afterwards. Okay. Some potential there. That's what's up. Moving right along, Mr. Ray Leon didn't see the question in the group, but I enjoy a nice steak and crab legs with salad. Dessert is always nice. I like strawberry shortcake. With the extra whipped cream, right? Right.
Okay, okay. I can see they trying to sit back and get their man in the right mood. You know what I mean? If you know how to cook, a man going to love you for it.
Yeah.
And you know how cook, but there are more things that come with that, because I mean, females know how to cook these days. I ain't talking about this oodles and noodles people or cereal or grilled cheese. I'm sorry. My dad doesn't know how to cook, so I love. Yeah, she be cooking pads, all that. I'd be like, oh, my dear.
A lot of these foods are now organic. Same like when we.
Nah, see, she do it from scratch. And I'd be like, oh, my dear, what are you doing to me? You trying to seduce me with your food? And she'd be like, she don't say it, but I can look in her eyes and tell. I'm like, oh, how could you? All right, so, Ricky, it's almost getting to that time. Me and you going to start spark off a conversation. I want to see where your mind at in the romantic world of romance at that. And a couple questions, so I'm going to get at you. But for now, I'm going to play a song. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to play Joe.
Yeah,
Priceless.
Yeah. This feels like one of those songs, you know? This is my dedication to that shorty from the ghetto. Understand, she don't care what she gotta do to please her.
up, y'all? Okay, it's time to ask Ricky Smooth some questions. If y'all want to call in and get on the topic as well, y'all can. All right, Ricky Smooth, let's work it off with today's romance. What do you think today's romance is? Because a lot of people are getting confused about it and what it is.
First of all, you got to decipher what the difference between romance and lust. And not everything is for everybody. Now, when you're in your 20s, it's lust. When you're in your 30s, it's borderline. When you start getting older, you're looking for something more substantial and something more meaningful.
Okay, okay, I did. Well, see, these days, because I used to ask people, do they think romance is dead? And they'd be like, yes, romance is dead. These dudes don't know nothing about romance. But I'd be like, okay. I can understand that, but romance ain't dead.
Romance, it's not dead, but see, here's the thing now. It's only dead because you allow it to be dead. You know, I mean, people say, yeah, these dudes don't know nothing about romance. Well, they do, but these females, because it goes both ways, in my opinion, these females don't know nothing about accepting romance. They think everything is corny, tired, or thirsty. You know, nowadays they're looking for the baller, the shot caller, you know, somebody to take care of their bills and that kind of thing. They're not really looking for romance and the walks in the parks, the candlelight dinners. I mean, they may be out there, but as of late, I've come across quite a few that are not into that.
Well, because I don't think, they ever had that sit down and all right, this is how I'm going to teach you what romance is. Now, first, before you learn romance, you must learn the concept of love and what type of love you are looking for. Everybody thinks...
You love yourself.
Yes. You got to love yourself. Now, last week, remember, I was telling y'all about this. Everybody look for love in, all these places, but they don't know what type of love they're looking for. All types of chaotic love, intimate love,
last call love.
Yeah, just all types of love. But like I told you last week, if you looking for love, reason how you can learn it is because you had it with you all along, but you sitting there looking for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you know the meaning of it, but you're just not paying attention to it.
Sometimes you don't need to look for it. Sometimes you just need to focus on yourself.
Yes.
Your schooling. Your education. Your schooling, your career, your children. You know, sometimes if you ask for it, you'll get it. And it's not funny. When you get it, it's not what you thought it would be. Trust me, I know. So sometimes you just gotta let it come to you.
Yes, that is true. But at the same time, you gotta focus. Remember and keep on point of what you're looking for and what you're asking for. I mean, because if you don't think about it, if you sit back and be like rushing it and be like, yo, I want this to happen. I want this person to love me. I want this person to love me. I want this person in my arms. I want this person. By you sitting back not examining or understanding what real love is and what type of love you're looking for, you always find the wrong love and you be mistaken for the love you're looking for. And you be like, I loved him so much.
That's what she's accustomed to. That's what she's used to.
Yes, she's used to that.
She don't realize there's more out there than just this kind of person. There's more out there than this kind of behavior. You know, first and foremost, you always got to realize that you are somebody.
Yes.
And you cannot settle for less.
Never.
Once you accept that and believe that in your heart, then the real love that you're looking for will come to you.
That is true. Well, like I tell everybody, yo, if you got that one person that you know that you're falling out with, but you love her so much, figure out what do you love about them. Figure out the love that you really do need and why are you... You might sit back and be like, no, that ain't it, but your actions tell a lot. Your action is actually a storyline.
And then also, we all want the pretty girl, the big buff dude, the baller, but now we have to understand, we have to ask ourselves, is that really practical?
All gold is not real.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't gonna lie. Yes, because I know that firsthand. All gold is not real. You'd be like, oh, she's the one. And come to find out, she's the one to everybody in the whole damn town. But it's not about that. That's the honest truth. This is another thing I want y'all to take into mind.
Your body is a temple. Respect your body. Respect your mind. And respect your soul.
Yes, that is correct. But more take all your past relationships as a class. Don't sit there and be crying that he broke my heart. Oh, he did this and that to me. I don't love him no more. I wish he would sit back and die the next day or come back to me the next day. It's emotions. Of course, your emotions, your heart's going to feel all of that.
And that's funny you say that, because that's like, or not new thing, but this thing, the baby daddy or the baby mama, that thing is the most weirdest relationship. They're not together for any time that he feels he needs some attention. Yeah, we're going to swing around my baby mama. So I'm saying, you know, that dude's going to have to this, going to have to fall back because, you know, I'm the baby daddy. I'm like, man, you need to come to some kind of, or you love your baby daddy, then be with your baby daddy. If I'm not in love, then you need to let him know, look, dude, you can't be coming around here at 11:30 at night talking about, I want to see my kids. See, bro, you know doggone well this child's in bed asleep at 9 o'clock. So, I mean, that baby daddy, baby mama thing, that's not love. That's just something to do.
Yes, that is true. Something to do. I agree with that 100%. It's funny that you bring that up because I believe a lot of people need to understand that and hear that. Like, I mean, but like I said, take your relationship as a class. If he broke up with you and not there and y'all ain't together, the Most High is getting you ready for something bigger and better. Now, I'm going to get back into the song for a little bit, okay? So here we go.
Thank you. 105 is the number that comes to my head. When I think of all the years I wanna be with you, wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do. And you know one of these days, when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. Will forever be enough, so there ain't no need to rush. But one day I won't be able to ask you loud enough. I'll say, well,
stand by me through the good times and bad times.
New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? Love is always good, and love is always bad, but it's still love. Coming up next is still from New Edition, If It Isn't Love. If it's love, stick with it. If it's not love, let it go. But either way, make up your mind.
Stay on my mind. If it isn't love,
Okay, y'all, we got Ricky Smooth here.
What's good?
Okay, this thing going down is, y'all can hit me up on my Facebook page. I'm doing a guest host. If you want to guest host with your boy Romance, just hit me up on my Facebook page, Romance Love, or Art Make Money. And we could sit back and see what we could do. Just like your boy Ricky Smooth is here. It's all going down. I got a question for Ricky Smooth. And I'm going to ask him to read this question as well. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, what am I reading here?
Right here.
All right, Kathy Hart. She says, Lucy Noodles and Kool-Aid. A romance is love.
I'm playing.
She's joking. But you know what? It's not the food that we're really concerned about. It's what goes on after. But if you go make it work with oodles and noodles and Kool-Aid, then you're going to come over to my place. And I got a recipe to go with the oodles and noodles. I use cabbage and corn. I got this thing with corn. And carrots and broccoli and all kinds of stuff. I chop it up and put it in tomato sauce, and you won't know the difference. But that's another show, another time. But anyway, she says she's simple. She like a nice home-cooked meal, ice water, and as long as the love is real, it will feel special. That's what's good.
Okay, that's your boy, Ricky Smooth. Hey, you were serious about doodles and noodles. He's serious. You know what I mean, he got secret recipes for oodles and noodles. You know what I mean? But look, it's getting close to that time. We got half an hour for the show, so hopefully y'all having fun. Okay, hold on. He's gonna read another question. Another question just popped out. Here we go.
Okay, Ruby. I like that name, Ruby. That was so exotic. But anyway, Ruby says Brazilian baked chicken with cheese sauce, country style. Fried potatoes, string beans, garlic bread, and a glass of red wine. Wow. I'm hungry.
What? I'm going to go eat at her house. So far, she had the best food plan ever.
Yeah. Just took the oodles and noodles right out the window.
No. The oodles and noodles were cool, but still, she's hooking it up. She's going down. She's throwing it down south style.
What kind of cheese sauce? I'm curious. What kind of cheese?
Yeah, what kind of cheese? That's a good question. That is a good question. That's an issue of the tootsie part of the world, but never know until we get there, huh? like I was saying, I got a question for you, Ricky Smooth.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how far would you go for love? I'm talking about deep as the ocean or far as the galaxies you could see.
Are we talking like from point A to point B or...
No, we're talking about A to Z, because, you know, you got point A to point B, that's only two levels. You got to beat the whole game, you know what I mean? Through the games, you got to sit back, go through the bull crap, the tears, the heartbreaks, the everything.
I mean, you know what? That comes again with maturity and age. I mean, when I was younger, I've gone through a whole lot of craziness and a whole lot of drama. For what again? The baby daddies and the in-laws. And now that I'm older, I'm at a point where I'm not tolerating none of it. I mean, if I'm down for you, you down for me, then it's whatever. But if I got to go through these changes for what again, then you got to step, me as an individual, I'm going to sit back and analyze it and be like, exactly, what purpose do you have in my life? Because I could be bad by myself.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I feel you. I feel you on that. So that's only you. He would go far as it's real. Me, I'm sorry. I'll tell y'all, I am romance. I have been sent to you to help y'all by the Most High. So I would, I mean, far as the galaxies could go, and I mean, I could swim very deep. So yeah, I mean, I would have to say I'm looking for it. I mean, I got it. I mean, so I was like at a young age learning predicament, been through a lot, so I learned at a young age. The heartbreaks, the tears, the games, older women, younger women, doesn't matter. And so
you for an older woman or a younger woman?
Oh, I already got my goddess. I don't need no other woman.
Oh, you know what, man? I think, let me flip that question on back to me. I would prefer an older woman because we at a point in our lives where it's not about the games, the drama. It's about coming to one accord and us trying to build something substantial.
Oh, y'all building empires. I get you.
I mean, you're not about that. You're still about the partying and all that out in the club and all that rah-rah. I ain't got that to do.
You know what? Sometimes it's good to have fun with your woman out in the club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. You're right. If they about the drama, then they still on that little kid level. You want a woman that's mature and that can handle herself as a lady.
Especially,
and, I mean, behind closed doors, a freak, though.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But other than that, I'm going to sit back and, but this is what I realized. A lot of women don't know how to say what they want. So I'm going to let Neo, kind of help us out there. Get it through their mind to just say it. This is Neil. Say it.
Yeah. song is dedicated to all of the ladies. From all of the men, you know what I mean? Simply because y'all go through so much, and we want y'all to know that we recognize that.
There are so many answers to the question, what y'all do for us, and so many reasons for the world why we love on y'all. For instance, how you just take us and lift us up, give us chance after chance, and we still find a way to F things up. And sometimes y'all go and blame yourself for the things we do, 'cause you love us so much, our lives become the truth. Y'all try so, so hard to make things worse, finding a way to smile just to keep from showing you're hurting.
In your mind versus in your heart versus
it's
your soul versus
your
body
versus
our bullshit
and
our ego
and
our pride.
That's why
I love the word woman.
Oh, I love.
Y'all are so tough. Y'all put up with so much.
Oh, I love.
And y'all so full of trust. And besides, y'all know us. Time and time again, y'all let us back in. Man, I love y'all so much, I gotta spell it out.
WOMAN.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Sometimes I think that we're the reason why y'all be stressing out and smoking cigarettes. Yes, I do. And sometimes I think we're the reasons y'all be snapping off on your kids and having fits. Somebody feel me. Ladies, when it's that time of the month and y'all really don't feel like being bothered, and sometimes we take y'all hearts for granted. I know y'all gotta ask yourself sometimes, why do I even put up with it?
In your mind versus
it's your
heart versus
it's
your
it's your
versus
I bullshit,
bullshit,
yeah.
I'll
and I'll that's why
I love the word woman.
That I love the word,
yeah.
Y'all are so, so tough, and you put up with so, so much.
I love.
And y'all so full of trust. And besides, y'all know what? Time and time and time again, y'all let us back in. And I love you so much, I've gotta tell it all. Fellas, just swallow your pride for a minute and grab your lady by the hand and sing.
Baby, I'm sorry for the drama that I caused.
Y'all are the backbone of every family. Yeah. As much as true sing.
I recognize that no wrong and we all go through.
And I appreciate every single one of you. Yes,
and
I do.
Promise you every day I'll be showing
I
that.
Promise to love y'all, yeah. With all of my might, yeah. I'll even burn a candlelight because we are here 'cause y'all paid a price. And that's why I love
the
one woman. Oh, y'all put up with so much, yeah. Like a sister, love, a cousin, mother, aunt, bring my joy within. My season's deepest, you're so pleasing. You're the lock and with the key, created by the Almighty. Forever at the virgin feet, Lord, y'all learn that we stop breathing.
This is your boy Romance, and I'm going to let the guest host of the night give the, relationship tip of the week. Here you go, Ricky Smooth. Take it off.
Thank you, Romance. Relationship tip of the week.
problems getting your man to come shopping with you or having him take you shopping. Your guys will always want to go shopping with you if you let him come into the dressing room as you try on clothes, especially lingerie and or underwear. You know what? Yeah, I can... yeah.
Hey, yo, if you don't go shopping with her and she letting you do that, and you can have a romantic moment in the dressing room and let, like, to be like, oh, you know what? I don't have to say no more. I'm done, yo. I think I would go. I'd be first one on the boat. And it's about that time. We got 15 minutes of the show. Okay, so I want to thank Ricky Smooth, for coming out to chill with us tonight on this romantic night. And someone want me to sit back and give an answer on air. Okay, let's see. Ricky, I'll spark this question off.
Miss Renika Thomas asked, what entitles true love? And true love, in my opinion, is when somebody call you up in the morning and be like, hey, sweetie, how did you sleep? True love is when they call you at night, but they won't wish you a pleasant night. True love is you're smiling, and he or she is the reason why you're smiling at that particular moment. True love is if you're hurting, that person knows what to say or do to make you feel better. True love is just doing the things that, the dirty work of the relationship, like walking the dog on a rainy Sunday morning, so that your other half can sleep, fitting up with his family, his or her family, and you know you can't stand the mother or the father just get on your nerves. You know them kind of families. You know that's true love. You deal with them anyway because you love your partner. That to me, in a nutshell, is true love.
Okay, that is true, Ricky Smooth. I like it, the way he put that. Now my definition of true love. Okay, once again, I pit to y'all deeply because I'm not going to lie. I like to hit the heart, the soul, and the mind. You must really understand your emotions or how you act around him or her. The way they just take you to a whole different universe when you look at them. And you really, like, sometimes you just don't know why. Your soul is speaking to you like, damn, this is the one, this is my soulmate. And that's true love right there. Like, but yeah, and the Ricky Smooth, right, called you up in the morning, do the little things that do count. That is true.
But, when you hear a joke, you want to share that with that person, that's true love. You know?
Yeah, that is true love. But you must understand love to make it true.
You go see SSF before, and you want to take somebody, the first person you call is your boo. That's true love.
Okay, that is true. But remember, keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand love that has true love. You must understand what make love tick, what make it burn. You must understand the qualities of love. You must understand love, period, because, and what type of love is out there. Because if you don't understand that, you won't know what is true love. Now, we just gave you definitions of it, but it's up to you to find out yourself and dig deep into your heart and soul and get it to your mind. And remember, love is just like a flower that grows. If you sit back, give it enough sunshine and enough water, you will have a perfect, beautiful plant.
Equal balance of both. Too much of one thing and not enough of another thing.
Yes.
You know,
that's, like I said, got to be equal, just like you grow a flower. You grow a flower correctly, your love will grow as well. One thing my goddess made me do, she made me grow a flower. I'm not going to lie. I play with y'all not. To understand love, I had to water my plant every day, make sure I read the instructions right, to make sure it had enough sunlight, what type of plant it was, so I can learn how to take care, you know what I mean? Because just like your woman is a beautiful flower. You want to take care of her just like you would take care of your plant that you're growing or something that you love dearly. You know what I mean? So it's getting close to that time. We got 10 minutes show. So I want to tell y'all, don't forget about Happy Tuesdays with Fantasy Crew, Any Given Wednesday with KP, and In My Mood Thursday with KK Canty Casa.
She was jamming last Thursday.
Hey, yo, she was.
Woo, somebody was jamming. Anyway, she was jamming.
Oh, turn up. But other than that, and don't. This week we have Creamy Friday. I'm gonna see y'all all there because your boy Romance. Yes, I will be making y'all drinks. I will be bartending. I will be sitting by flipping, making sure y'all have a good time with y'all drinks. And everything.
And don't forget Epic Saturday 2, The Second Coming, The Pirate Gang, featuring Shauna Roxanne and Darkseid. It's going to be a good show. You missed Epic Saturday 1. You don't know what you missed. It was off the chain. So come this Saturday to Epic Saturday 2. Come early because it's going to be packed. That's my word on that.
Yes. I got one more question. I'm going to sit back and get this out the way real quick. Do you think a relationship ruined a friendship? I'm not going to lie to y'all, ladies and gentlemen. No and yes.
Talk about being on the
stage. I'm got 9 minutes. I'm going to just pit it out real quickly for y'all. A relationship with a friend is good because a friend knows you. A friend knows what you want. You know everything about you like the back of your hand. You know what I mean? That's a good friend. That's cool. You could be in a relationship with that, but when, like, you got to think about it sometimes. Sometimes it do jeopardize your friendship because if y'all go through something in a relationship and don't want to be with each other no more, you got to be like, dang, can we still be friends? And I feel this type of way for you, and I'm always going to have feelings for you. It's going to be kind of hard.
If you grew up with that person, I'm trying to pick you off, but if you grew up with that person, I don't know if a relationship is appropriate. You know, and I say it from personal experience. I mean, I was married 15 years with a girl I went to junior high school with, you know, and then we went different ways and we came back together and we wasn't the same person then that we were, long story short. Personally, if you're going to be friends first. Well, if y'all knew each other, y'all went to school together, y'all grew up together, I wouldn't do it.
Okay, I agree with Ricky, but also I say my own opinion. Yes, he's correct. But if you do it, make sure y'all have understanding grounds of what it's going to be. And if y'all do break up, y'all still will be friends and keep it as that. Keep the rules stable because about that, your friendship will crash with your relationship. And
I'm like, how that nice girl that young you. Oh, yeah, when we broke up, mom, she was the one for you and all, brother. Yeah.
And other than that, that's all I got to say. Hopefully I answered y'all questions correctly, and Ricky Smooth did as well. So we're going to get back into the music. Oh, snap. All right, we're going to get back into the music or something more. What? The Lover of You.
This is for The Lover of You.
All right.
Can me feel listening. Sorry if I didn't get your message. I'm thinking, wondering, pondering on this little birdie that landed right on my window. Then you come calling my name, and you give me hugs, feel so good, I can't explain. This is so crazy, I don't feel the same. The passion, the love, boy, you're making me feel I would never find another
love. Like love, baby, it's so cheap.
I would never find love like you.
Love like you.
Makes me feel
I would never
find strange. How can you remake so calm when this feeling's insane? This feeling is extremely divine. My mind lost through touch. I'm losing my mind. When you say my name, that goes in the